Hey, America, tonight. Some of you might be listening to me on the road to somewhere else. Memorial Day is one of those heavily traveled times across this great nation, in the east and the west and the southwest. I mean, just about everywhere people are motoring somewhere. A lot of people would have gone to the Gulf Coast. Some of those plans changed. Some didn't. Even a few of the callers called us to tell us they were continuing on to Mississippi and to Alabama. And thanks. I've gotten a lot of the email updates from what you're seeing so far because the concern over the oil spill, of course. I wish all of you a happy and safe Memorial Day. This is going to be a great show. Coming up on the show, my pal Robert Liparillo has a new book out. Boy, this guy, it's already number one bestseller from Barnes & Noble, just in the pre-orders for his latest series about the King family. If any of you are familiar with that, I think a lot of you have told me that you've been reading it or your grandkids have been reading it, but it's cool what he does in his books. It's part of that whole Dream House Kings series that he's been working on. So this is the sixth and the final book. It's called Frenzy. So we'll pick his brain about Frenzy. And he's just a really fun, interesting man. And that's coming up around the bend. But before we do that, like I said, it's the oil spill that so many of us are still concerned about. If you go to my website, americatonight.net, you can see a picture of what it really looks like now. There's still big, big plumes, and BP at one point had to stop last night just after midnight. They stopped the procedure, the top kill procedure, and waited for about 16 hours before they started it back up again. It wasn't because something got stuck or there was something wrong. They were just measuring what was going on with the mud to make sure the flow was happening and things were working well. When I say they, meaning the engineers who are in charge of this critical, critical op. So the company might not know even until the weekend at this point whether they've been able to halt this flow of the biggest oil spill in U.S. history and whether or not it's succeeded, and then they can then pump the cement in and completely cap this sucker off. And when I say it is the biggest, it is without a doubt the biggest oil spill in our history. We don't need Guinness Book of World Records to confirm that, because when the initial thought was, and the crazy guesstimate that the company was pumping out there was 5,000 barrels of oil a day, they were way off the mark. Turns out already we're looking at 19 million gallons that's been spewed out into the waters. It's interesting. Some of it must be pooling up. And then because of the currents and what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico, the thought that it might swing all the way around to Miami and go across the from the east to the other side of Florida hasn't happened at this point, and I think that actually is great news. Let's see ultimately where it all ends up, because there's no definites on this. There's no for sures. There aren't a lot of guarantees. In fact, even with Top Kill, if you remember, BP said there's only a 60% chance that this will be successful. So I'm sure you have lots of opinions about that. BP now responsible, at least in part, for the biggest oil spill ever in our country's history. Here's a good question. You think we're going to see offshore drilling again anytime soon, like within the next 5 years, or will that moratorium stay capped? I think it's crazy to say this, and I'm going to get pummeled, and I don't care, and send the emails to americatonight.net. At this point, we cannot cut that off. We cannot cut off doing that, because there is not enough oil to go around, and we can't continue to be so dependent on foreign oil. Unless all of us better get in good bicycling shape and work close to the home or have virtual offices, because we're all going to be stuck. All right, down at the site, Admiral Thad Allen, he's the guy in charge from the Coast Guard's perspective. He talked about what was going on with the top kill at this moment during the day, and then moving forward, what was happening.
If you watch the videos, you know there's mud going down and there's mud going up. Right. You know, they've been able to push the hydrocarbons down,
right.
But there's still mud coming out of the riser leak, which would indicate it's not all going down.
Right.
And I believe there's another vessel headed that way with more mud. That's the reason I said it's a work in progress.
Right. All right, so besides broken pipes, to steal a line from Tom in Texas, who else is responsible? I mean, Transocean, Halliburton, sure, you could throw out the subcontractors' names, but everybody wants to pin this on the White House. How much do you think the administration blew it with the oil spill, or did they not blow it at all? It's just the perception that they did. President Obama held his first news conference in, I guess, 10 months, 10 plus months. And that, of course, was one of the heavy topics, the criticism that's been leveled at him for not doing more in response, especially initially, to the spill at the Gulf of Mexico with Deepwater Horizon. And here was his response.
If the question is, are we, each time there is an idea, evaluating it and making a decision, is this the best option that we have right now based on how quickly we can stop this leak and how much damage can we mitigate, then the answer is yes.
Okay. So, and there were further questions and comments from the press about this shakedown over the oil spill, and he said that, they've been completely focused the entire time. The intent was to get this thing cleaned up and just focus on that, and that's exactly what's been done. However, more dominoes fall. We saw that the second person in charge at the Interior Department, they went away. You know, they put in their resignation. And yet somebody else is leaving office, somebody who would have been in a roundabout way in charge of what was happening with the oil spill. So I guess the good news is at least the people who screw up are getting the pink slips. Sad story right here from the top, and it has to do with a train in India. A blast killed about 25 people, and I say blast because we don't know too much about it. It was an explosion, and it hit a passenger train, and what happened was it looked like it was rebels that did it. They flung it onto the path of a cargo train, and it's a stronghold basically for Maoist rebels in that area. So here we go again with other things bubbling up around the world. And speaking of bubbling up, this is a follow-up right here at the top, but I could almost throw this into We Can Count, but it'd be too darn depressing. In Jamaica, man, you know, there's 73 people now dead in the hunt for this drug lord, Christopher Koch. And it's not even known if he's actually in the country or not. It's just presumed to be that he's there. We're talking about the slum of all slums in Kingston, famous for drugs. And this has been 4 full days of fighting. The U.S. wanted Christopher Koch extradited, but he's nowhere to be found. Nowhere at all so far. The U.S. Justice Department says, look, we need him. We want him. He is one of the world's most dangerous drug kingpins. But how many bodies are going to fall in this search for Koch? That sounds funny. But seriously, they say they can't disclose now specific coordinates of where they're looking, but there is no guarantee that he's even there, because he certainly has had time to escape if he wanted to escape. You've got masked men all over the place in these slums shooting at each other. And the worst bloodshed is in where his base was, where there's about, I guess, 40, 50 journalists from all over the world there, too, who have escorts, and they're being protected by soldiers because of how dangerous it is to anybody who steps foot in there. All right, coming up next, Robert Liparullo talking about his latest installment of the King family. Hang with us.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
America tonight, during sports shorts, we're going to talk a little bit about the Flyers and the Blackhawks, because that's the Stanley Cup showdown. Already my cousin Chi-Town trying to bet me a deep dish pizza for a Philly cheesesteak. Give me a break. And then asking me how many games I think it will be. So I'm like, whoa. Do we have to have the games and the team, or which way is it? So it'll be fun. We'll talk about that in a few. Plus, We Can Count, one of my favorite segments that we do. In fact, our next guest could have been plugged on We Can Count, because would you believe this? Robert Liparullo, who's in our virtual green room, over 250,000, that's 1,000 units they call them, of Dreamhouse King books have been sold in advance of his new book called Frenzy. So that means it's number one on the BarnesandNoble.com list. That is so cool, because we're talking pre-orders here. He's such a big star, an author. I am so surprised that he's still willing to join us here on Little Old America Tonight. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how are you doing?
Did you like that introduction? You're the man now.
I feel like a rock star.
You are a rock star with this Dreamhouse King's books have been just incredible. Kids and teenagers, I guess, especially really, really like it. This is what now your sixth and final one of this series, right?
Right. Frenzy is. Yeah, it's been going on for about 2 years, and over the last year or so, it's just really been gaining some steam.
Well, that's because it's word of mouth, and you know how that is with readers. Somebody talks about it, they like the book, it gets passed on, and then more people try to find it. So that's high praise for you. How did you – I think we talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning for people who are tuning in for the first time and they haven't heard you with me before. How did you dream up this whole series? What was the catalyst for it?
Literally, it was a dream I had when I was 12 years old. And I, as you know, I write adult thrillers, and And for some reason, middle schools and high schools started reading my adult thrillers, particularly Germ. And I started talking to them, and I realized how enjoyable it is talking to that age group because they love story. And so I decided to write for that age group in young adult, and immediately thought of this dream I had when I was 12, and that's what the Dreamhouse Kings is.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And let's tell everybody what basically takes place in the overall series. We don't want to give a lot away about Frenzy, but it's time. It's, you know, we're talking about time travel, and it's known for all kinds of different things. Kind of a lot of suspense, almost like your adult stuff in a different way, but a lot of suspense and different time periods, and that's what you were trying to do, right?
Right. What happens is a family moves into kind of an old house, and they find out that on the third floor are doors that lead into other times in history, usually pretty volatile times, like a Civil War battle or a World War II battle or something like that. But not only can the family go through these doors into time, but people from time can go into the house. And at the end of the first book, somebody does come through time and kidnaps Mom back into history.
Mm-hmm. And I remember that. And like I said, we don't want to give everything away because then, see, this is what you can do. You can package these babies up and they can be sold all the way across, which they already are, but you could take the sixth one and then somebody goes out and they go and buy it as the whole package set. Kind of like the True Blood series, you know, which is a little bit different.
Well, it sounds like a marketing gimmick that it's six books in a series and they're all cliffhangers and you have to read them in order. But I just knew when I talked to my publisher the first time about them, I said, this is a big story. It has to be multiple books. And for me, it was totally from a story aspect. And it just happens that if you pick up one of the books, probably you're going to want to go through the whole series and it's six books. But I've been fighting to keep the prices as low as possible.
That's nice that you're doing that. It's a great question to ask you since this was a childhood dream, but it's like you say that you go back at different times with through these doors, and a lot of times it's volatile. If you could go back into history, where would you go back to?
Oh, you know, I've thought of that. I would either go back into biblical times, almost any of the biblical times sounds pretty exciting to me.
Right.
Or, you know, I would love, I mean, because then I start thinking about who would I like to talk to in history, and I would love to go talk to Winston Churchill, because I thought he was just a brilliant politician, person, orator. I mean, just a brilliant guy, and I'd love to go back in his time and just chat for a while.
Exactly. So there's, you know, there's, as far as putting them together, like you telling your publisher, listen, it's going to have to be multiple books because it's such a big story. So you knew, I mean, did you know in your head you had the sort of the beginning and the middle and the end, or did you kind of change it up as you started to pour out of you and started to write these books?
Well, you know, I knew most of it. I had kind of a skeletal outline, and I try not to outline heavily on any of my books because I want my characters to tell me how to get to each spot that I need to go. So really, I sort of knew, and then I let my characters come in, and then one really strange thing happened in book two. A bad guy, not part of the historic worlds, except for in one aspect, but he came into play, and it turns out that he's an ancient Assyrian assassin who came into the house 30 years before and wants the family gone. And so he's doing all this stuff to keep them, to get them out of the house, but they can't leave the house because one of them, you know, Mom's been kidnapped into history and they can't leave. And that was something that I had no clue was going to happen. So that really jumbled things up for me.
Yeah. And there's something about time travel that's why the kids obviously have really hooked onto this. I mean, they're well-written books, but they've really hooked onto the idea. They're fascinated by the whole history. But I think it's kids and adults are the same way. I think a lot of us, don't you, are drawn to the whole idea of going back in time.
Yeah, and one aspect that I really like about this story is that it turns out, though we don't realize this at first, they're supposed to be there. They're destined to be in this house, and they're supposed to change history. They're supposed to find what went wrong in all of these places where they go back and try to fix it. And they have to be brave to stay there and go there in the first place. And then they have to be smart to fix the problem that kind of slipped through time. And I think there's an element of wish fulfillment in that kids and adults, I do, enjoy that.
Yeah, absolutely. So how many now of your books are being optioned for movies?
Right now, all of them except for and really the Dreamhouse counts as one because it's one big series.
Sure.
But all of them except for Deadlock, and the reason Deadlock hasn't, as far as I'm aware, is that it's a sequel to Deadfall, and so the people who have the option on Deadfall have to decide whether or not to take it before I can start selling Deadlock.
Got you. Makes sense. Okay, so now you're done with.
I'm in LA right now, and I just spoke with the people who are working on Deadfall, and it looks like it's going to be a go. So, with any luck, it'll be a movie relatively soon, and it'll be successful enough for them to pick up Deadlock because that's the order of the books: Deadfall and then Deadlock.
Yeah, good for you. Who the main character? Who would I'm thinking George Clooney.
Oh, I would love George Clooney for that. You know, what's funny, though, is this is what's going on in Hollywood. They're leaning away from the older guys. And in my book, Hutch is 35, 36, right around that age. And I said, you know, we can go a little higher if you want to get some of these, you know, slightly older guys. And they're like, no, let's go lower. Let's go with Taylor Lautner. And I'm like, you know how old that kid is? He's like 17. But everybody's angling toward the young guys now.
Wow, that's an interesting insight. Wow, crazy. Well, you enjoy your Memorial Day weekend with your family, and I'm sure you're probably headed back to Colorado. We appreciate it, as always, when you join us here on America Tonight. And good luck with Frenzy.
Well, thank you. I always enjoy talking to you, Kate.
Yeah, same back at you, too. So how fun. I mean, you really, honestly, the series is so cool. And Robert does write adult series, not series, but as he explained, the two books were a follow-up. But he does write thrillers. I think they're thrillers for adults. But this series, Dreamhouse Kings, has been just terrific. Hang with us, Gary Coleman.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
With Robert Liparilla, who's just a fascinating guy, and you heard me ask him about the movies being optioned. He's got 4 kids. He lives in Colorado, and he just, I'm telling you, he pumps out books like babies, and then they're all such great hits. And good for him. He's one of the good guys. So I can't wait to see, and hopefully one of them gets green-lighted and makes it to the big screen, because just because it gets optioned, as he knows, it doesn't always mean it's going to make it through all the hoops that it takes to finally find its way into a movie. But it sounds like he's got a lot of things happening. We have a lot of things happening here on America Tonight. I promised the cheap movie review, so we're going to do that because it is the time to go and see the movies if you have the extra $10. The key to the movie theaters, all of you know this, you know the movies make their money on the concessions. Just for fun, price the candy and then go to even your local AMP or whatever, and check in the candy aisle how much the candy is, and you'll be blown away by how much more it is at the theater. But that's where they make the most money. Not that they don't make any money off the tickets, but really it's the money off of the sodas and everything else that you buy when you're at the movies. But most people don't think of throwing some crackers in their bag, or, you know, they just want the movie popcorn. And this is what that always gets me. Every time you get a popcorn, don't they always say, hey, for 50 cents more, you get a gigantic Coke. Okay, let's tack that on. So pushing that all aside, like I said, there are some big movies coming out. And one of them is this movie that's stars Jake Gyllenhaal. And there's a thought running around that, man, this is one of those epic pieces that's just going to bomb. It's just going to fall flat. But I think there may be an audience for it. So here's a little preview of Prince of Persia.
This is no ordinary dagger. Releasing the sand turns back time. Only the holder of the dagger is aware of what's happened. Did you see that?
Prince Dastan, have you wondered how you could have found such a treasure? Are you not curious why an orphan from the streets could be chosen to become a prince? The gods have a plan for you, a destiny. There are those who would use the power of the dagger to destroy the world.
Time will erase everything.
You must protect it. Who were these demons?
Assassins, trained in the art of quick death.
The secret guardian temple. The one place the dagger can be safely hidden. Take it there, Dastan.
You really enjoy telling me what to do, don't you?
Only because you're so good at following orders.
Yeah, don't press your luck.
The dagger must be found.
Such a noble prince. Leaping to assist the fallen beauty.
Who said you were a beauty?
There must be a reason why you can't take your eyes off me.
It's time.
They said this could take 24 to 30.
Give me the dagger! How did you do that?
Impossible.
Difficult, not impossible.
Okay, and this movie, by the way, is not the Prince of Persia. It's the Prince of Persia. I don't know, I was thinking the Prince of Persia. But anyway, it's the idea is there's these mystical lands and this rogue prince, if you could hear any of that clip, joins forces with a mysterious princess, and then they race against the evil forces to safeguard an ancient dagger that is capable of releasing the sands of time. Here's the good news. It's an hour and 55 minutes, so not quite 2 hours. It's a Walt Disney flick, PG-13. They say there's intense sequences of violence and action. It's action, adventure, science, fiction, fantasy, and adaptation is what it's listed under. And it's actually gotten some pretty good reviews. So grandkids, kids, nieces, nephews, you may like Disney movies. It looks like it would definitely be a good DVD thing. If nothing else, wait till it comes out on the DVD. All right, the second one that a lot of people are talking about, it's a chick flick, but you want to get in good with your woman if she likes this. If she doesn't like it, then it doesn't work. But if she was a fan of the television show that was on HBO, Sex and the City, here's Sex and the City Part 2.
Happy anniversary.
Me and you, just us two.
And in 2 years, amazing things can happen.
Amanda, I never met him.
Really?
This is driving me crazy.
I've tricked my body into thinking it's younger.
How are you going to swallow all those?
Then we met.
As for me, Big and I were somewhere between wild sex and a baby.
I don't know which is worse.
Samantha, the baby will tire eventually. Big and I are getting a little
to Mr. and Mrs. Married, we have to work on the sparkle.
Sparkle.
And just when you think you've seen it all, you're wearing white.
Like a virgin.
What happens after you say I do? I think we need some glamour.
1 week in Abu Dhabi, all expenses paid for all four of us.
Get out of town.
My point exactly. I can hear the decadence calling.
Ooh, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. I'm having a hot flash. You're on a camel in the middle of the Arabian desert. If you're not having a hot flash, you're dead.
Champagne? You are fun in Abu Dhabi.
This is the best mirage that I've ever had.
What?
I'm talking like, I don't know you. Come here, you.
Being a mother is hard.
I needed a break. We bump into each other halfway around the world.
It means something.
I think you're playing with fire.
Something happened.
Deal ages ago. Man, babies, doesn't matter. We're soulmates.
A Jasmine and Aladdin?
Yes, sweetie, but with cocktails.
This is a long movie, so she better be worth it. 2 hours, 27 minutes. That doesn't even include all of the trailers for the other flicks. And it's the same thing. The women run off to the Abu Dhabi and kick up their heels, and I think the trailer pretty much explained it, and it's Kim Cattrall and the same women that were part of the Sex and the City crew from the television show. Now, here's the other one that I think is kind of interesting. I like scary flicks if they're well done. I don't like trashy, crappy, gratuitous violence that doesn't really fit into the movie, but if it fits, then I like it. I like the suspense mixed in. So the last movie that we're going to look at is this one, and it's called Survival of the Dead.
Last time anyone counted, 53 million people were dying every year, 150,000 every day, 107 every minute. It had become an us versus them world. All we were looking for was a place where there was no them.
Lousy times make lousy people.
All the wrong people are dying.
This island needs to be rid of them.
We like it here. We think the best way of seeing this through is here.
We don't want no place. We want some place.
Like where?
Like an island.
It's an island off the coast of Delaware. Come on over.
Only families ever lived on this island were yours and mine. No strangers.
What are you going to do with that?
They're Muldoons. It's up to me to save them.
You can't save a person who's already dead.
Somebody's going to find a cure for this.
A beautiful place to live. And to die.
You give me some more bullets for this gun.
We got to get these things to learn to eat something other than us.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Busting my chops about obscure birthdays. We're going to do a birthday segment coming up, and I know you're going to recognize some of these names. Hello, do you know Gladys Knight? 66. She shares a birthday with Rudy Giuliani. He is 66, former mayor of New York. Also celebrating a birthday, how about this one? Basketball Hall of Famer Jerry West, 72 years old. Still on the scene. You see him around the Lakers. And we'll go a little bit younger. TV personality Elizabeth Hasselbeck from The View, 33 years old. We have some others, too. We'll save them for our birthday segment. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, wishing all of you listening to the show, I appreciate all the support and all the emails and all that sort of stuff, wishing all of you a great Memorial Day weekend, by the way. I hope you get to spend it with some people that you really care about. I have friends coming in myself from the West Coast, and they're excited. It should be a lot of fun. It just means that I had to run around and stock the refrigerator. Yeah, those strawberries that were going bad, that just won't work when you have company, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it'll be fun. So then we're going to jump to this day in history. A lot of you, really good on the history stuff. I'm so impressed by this audience, and I can tell that many of you like to read about history or watch the History Channel or just have that natural curiosity. And I think it's fun to go back. History was my favorite subject in school, probably one of my better subjects, too. There are 217 days left in the year. Do you believe it? Friday, May 28th. So if we go back in history, some of the things that we find out in 1892, this is going to thrill some of you, and it's going to make some of you shake your head, but the Sierra Club, which when it was started had great intentions, and still they do some good things, was organized in San Francisco, 1892. All right, how about this one? 1929, did you realize that the first all-color talking picture On with the Show opened in New York? I bet you didn't. How about this one? In 1940, since this is Memorial Day weekend, during World War II, the Belgian Army surrendered to invading German forces. That was on this day. And then in 1959, the U.S. Army launched Able. You remember what Able was? A monkey, a baker, a squirrel monkey aboard a Jupiter missile for a suborbital flight, which both primates survived. That was huge. 1959. I only read about it, but it's cool. 72, Prince Edward, Duke of Windsor, who abdicated the English throne. Why? Because of love. He married Wallis Simpson. Died in Paris at the age of 77 in 1972. A couple of other interesting things that happened on this day in history include this one. If we wind the clock, back, 1 year ago, it was sent shockwaves through New York and then through the country. A white New York City police officer mistakenly killed an off-duty black colleague in a friendly fire incident happened in East Harlem, and a grand jury declined to indict Officer Dunton in the shooting of Omar Edwards, who had drawn his gun and was chasing a man who had broke into his car. That was sad, and it ripped apart the city, too, as well. All right, we move from this day in history. That's just a little taste of things to come. On to news you can abuse. This is something we used to do a lot of on America Tonight, and we're going to bring it back somewhat, talking about, you know, crazy, upside-down, weird news, and that can encompass a lot of different things, including the oddball stuff, which there's always a lot of the oddball stuff. So here's some of them. Alaska state troopers were very puzzled by a strange discovery in the city of North Pole. 26 headless chickens carefully arranged at a coop. Ooh, I'd hate to have to respond to that one. They say that the carcasses were found arranged along a 15-foot line pattern that ended in a circle. There was no signs of the missing heads. The three chickens were left unharmed, no damage to the coop. They have no idea what the thought process was. Maybe the killings were intended as a threat. The people responsible, if they catch them, they're going to charge them with felony criminal mischief. The birds were unsuitable for eating, so, of course, they got rid of them. I'm thinking, like, Wiccan. I'm thinking some kind of a ritual, not what they're thinking. I think they need to expand that. I think they need to expand that net of people that they're looking for. Here's an interesting one for you. I just don't get this sometimes the way people rob banks. But in Calgary, they say roses are red, violets are blue, hand over the money. The cops are on the hunt for potentially, they're calling it the romantic bank robber who held up a Royal Bank while holding a bouquet of roses. Police say the bandit went into the bank, demanded money from the teller. He made off with the undisclosed amount of cash before fleeing and handing over the roses to the teller. Yeah, that's the idea. Distract them and then ask for the money. That makes sense, huh? Here's another one for you. A 37-year-old Ontario woman is behind bars after allegedly biting a police officer just the other day. What police put up with? I have a brother-in-law who's a cop, and he's the nicest guy. And when I hear some of the stories, I think, ooh, I could think of some other things that I'd rather be doing. But anyway, they say that the guy was on patrol, and it would happen in the afternoon. He spotted a car with an expired sticker, did the stopover thing, and found out the driver didn't have a valid license. She took the first opportunity to drive away. The cop followed the car for, you know, a mile or so, and then another cruiser blocked the path when it left the highway. The woman put up a fight when the officer tried to get her out of the car, she bit him on the forearm. So now she's charged with, I mean, who cares, no license or whatever. She's charged with assaulting an officer, flight from police, assaulting, causing bodily harm, driving without a license, driving without a valid permit, and driving without insurance. So she's being held over for bail. Stupid. There must be more to the story, but it doesn't look like it. I mean, it doesn't look like there was, she was trying to hide something. She just flipped out. So, yeah, I don't get that. Biting the officer fleeing from the scene, yeah, you're asking for trouble there. All right, quickly, here's some more. A warning to students, if you're going to pull a senior prank, don't post it on YouTube. Why do people do that? Police in Illinois say three teenagers charged with defacing their school posted it on YouTube. What they did was they chalked up windows and trophy cases, put cling wrap on the stairs, tossed around toilet paper rolls, and then put it on YouTube so they have them red-handed. They caught them red-handed. Ooh, wow. How about this one? A cabbie in Ohio says he got taken for a ride on a long-distance fare. Alan Coffey told the police he drove a couple more than 500 miles from Tennessee to Ohio. He told them it would cost them $1,400 after the 10-hour trip. The woman claimed a relative would bring the money. They waited an hour. Then he said the couple grabbed their stuff and ran. Another woman told police one of the passengers was her niece, but she didn't know how to reach her. No charges have been filed. Duh. Don't you get the money up front? I'm just saying. I think I'd have to ask for the money up front. All right, we have birthdays for you and a lot of them. Yes, indeed. Producer-director Erwin Winkler is 79 years old. How about country musician Jerry Douglas? You know, Alison Krauss in Union Station, 54. Actor Brandon Cruz, Courtship of Eddie's Father, 48 years old. Actress Kristen Miller, 46 years old. Singer-musician, Chris Ballew, President of the USA, is 45. Rapper Chubb Rock, 42. Actor Justin Kirk, 41 years old. Also celebrating a birthday is actress Terry Mulligan, 25 years old. But wait, there's more. Here's some of the other birthdays happening heading into this weekend. How about Al Unser? Al Unser turned 70 years old. LaToya Jackson from the Jackson family, 53 years old. Annette Bening, married to Warren Beatty. Remember, she was in that spooky movie, American Beauty, 51 years old. Adrian Paul, 50 years old. Noel Gallagher, 42 years old. Happy, happy birthday to you if you're celebrating a birthday, and have a wonderful Memorial Day. Take time to thank the people who fought for our freedom.